Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome to Nisha's Open Diary. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. I am Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where my story times are true and my experiences are real. If you are new here, welcome. And if you have listened before, welcome back. And if you don't know what this podcast is about, it's about my life experiences told through story times. I'm literally cracking open my diary and telling the stories directly from the pages of my diary. And this story time is about the time I blew a bag on my baby daddy on a Coogi sweater. So it's story time. Let's get into it. Well, after I fumbled the Christmas present, I had to make sure I redeemed myself. So his birthday is right around the corner. His birthday is January 1st. And he always has a party or some type of get together on New Year's Eve to bring in his birthday. So I had to make up for not coming through with a good Christmas gift. So I decided to buy him a Coogi sweater. And at that time, Coogi sweaters was a hot item and everybody was wearing them, or everybody wanted one. And Coogi sweaters wasn't cheap. They was kind of expensive. So he say, you know, I asked him if he wants one for his birthday or whatever. He says, yeah, he would want one or whatever. So I pick up my check. He comes and gets me and we go to the mall, to this mall called Randall Park Mall. And it was my son's father, me, and his brother also went with us. And I had already cashed my check. I didn't buy nothing for my son, nothing for myself. All I cared about was making sure I got him a good birthday gift and making him happy. He clearly didn't care or was thinking about if our son needed anything, or for me that matter, if I needed anything. He knew I was dumb for him. I was digmatized and in love. I couldn't see anything as in other guys when it came to him. I couldn't see past his dick, for real. I literally would dog the fuck out of any other guy trying to holler at me. I felt disrespected. I was appalled at the fact that they even spoke to me or thought that they even had a chance with me, or if they even looked in my direction. I done told several niggas, nigga, you ain't my baby daddy. Bye, nigga. It was like, how dare you? This pussy belonged to him. Okay, it was like that for me. And I was gone. I was gone. I had checked out. I was stupid in love with somebody who did not treat me or love me back as deeply as I loved him. So we get to the mall. I buy him the sweater. And I spent my entire paycheck on that Coogi sweater for him. And at the time, I was living paycheck to paycheck. I was still living in my mother's house. I might have been 18, 19. Didn't care, because my main focus was making sure he was happy. And I spent every dime I had on that sweater. That sweater cost $598, and it came up to a little bit over $600. Like maybe it came to like $630, $628, $6, something like that. Then I felt like I was in his good graces, or like spending money on him would make him stop messing with other females and only have eyes for me. Wrong. Wrong I was. That's when I learned that money and material things can't and won't buy you love. So let's just chalk that dumb decision up to me being young, dumb, and in love with my baby daddy. So his birthday party was coming up on New Year's Eve, because again, his birthday is on New Year's Day, but obviously he would party the New Year in for his birthday. And I think it had to have been a couple of weeks prior, like one paycheck that I decided to spend on him, because I somehow ended up having some more money. And I think I got paid again before the party, and I went back to the mall to buy myself something to wear to the party. But I go and I buy myself a knockoff Coochie sweater. I ain't buy myself the real deal. It was lime green with orange accents. You know what it looks like if you ever saw a Coochie sweater or ever owned one. And I wore that lime green Coochie sweater knockoff with some lime green suede ankle boots, a lime green belt, and I had a lime green suede purse. Got my hair done and my nails done, trying to make sure I was going to be up to par with him. And the sweater I bought him was brown with all kind of, you know, like hints of brown and little oranges. It was more subtle. And my knockoff didn't cost nearly as much as his. I think I might have paid $85, $75, something like that for the one that I bought for me. And then the day of the party gets there. And I can't remember whose house it was at, but it was in somebody's house and they had a finished basement. And so we arrived there together. And then we know we heading down into the basement or whatever. So I'm walking down the basement stairs. I could hear people already down there or whatever. And when I get down there, I'm looking around the room or whatever. And who do I see? Who do I see sitting there looking at me like I... looking at me crazy? I see the other Tanisha bitch. Yeah, Tanisha down there with his cousin. And they other little friend R. And they looking at me. Looking me up and down. Dogging me. So I sit on this couch across from them bitches who looking like they want to do something. And I'm looking back like, bitch, what? Do something. And so we basically dogging each other out from across the room. And I'm looking back at them the same way they looking at me like, bitch, what? And he just leaves me over there. He talking, he mingling around the room. He even speaks to them and to her and stuff or whatever. And he acting like he didn't invite both of us here. Like, the rumors wasn't out there. Like, I didn't know that you was messing with this chick. Like, he trying to play it like that's just his friend's, you know, his cousin's friend. Like, nah, bruh. We already know what it is. And that shit was wrong as hell. Bold as fuck. And disrespectful to me. And I'm mad as fuck. And I'm thinking about leaving. Then I say, no, I'm not going nowhere. So I sit there, mean mugging them, and they mean mugging me back. And that's pretty much how it went the entire night. And when it was time to go, she was looking dumb because me and him were leaving together as we came together. And we went to his father's house for the night. And I think you know how the rest of the night or the early morning hours played out. And my naive self was feeling like I had won. I hadn't won anything. Because the BS with her and several other females continued. And I was mad. And I was thinking, you bought this nigga this sweater to look good for the next bitch. And as I look back on that situation, I can honestly say I was blinded by love. I was young. I was dumb and I was very naive, but I learned my lesson. And nowadays, I wish a nigga would. My father and my baby's father taught me a lot about men and how not to let a man treat me like trash, and how not to let a man disrespect me, and how not to let a man walk all over me and to play me for a fool. I wised up quick. But that was the story time of how I blew a bag on my baby daddy, thinking that was somehow going to buy his love or make him stop messing around with other females. But I learned my lesson, and I learned it fast, and I learned it quick. All right, story seekers, that is all for this story time. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.